Now at the time at 7:45. Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan recently indicated the government here will take a tougher stance on immigration and expects the number of deportations to increase this year. There were over 2,500 deportation orders issued in Ireland last year, but just 133 of those people were actually removed from the state. The Irish Refugee Council says it was concerned by the minister's comments and stated that the right to apply for asylum is a cornerstone of international law. Our reporter Joe Caulfield has been speaking with asylum seekers and members of the public in Dublin City Centre to get their views on the subject.
I think that's a positive development in terms of the controlling the overall immigration into the country. And it has to be seen as a positive movement and a step forward.
People on the streets of Dublin had mixed views about the government's plans.
It just sounds very extreme and knee-jerk. Things could be thought through a bit more and sort of an individual case-by-case basis, I suppose.
Well, I don't know exactly. I think it depends really case on case, and they should be given at least another chance or maybe like some sort of way to, like, you know, apply again for a second option. Yeah, definitely not deported straight away.
I'd say, well, there's people in the system that are then taking up places of people that probably deserve to be in the system that are in tents. There's a process where you're either allowed to stay or not. If you're told you're not allowed to stay, what does that mean? You know,
if it means doing away with or reducing the time people spend in the centres that they're in at the moment, it could be a good thing as long as it's done properly and the resources are put behind it to actually ensure that people are treated in a fair, open and objective manner and not just sent out because of where they're from.
So we'll go in there.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Aubrey McCarthy is chair of the charity Tig Lynn, whose Lighthouse Cafe on Pier Street has seen many asylum seekers using their service in recent years.
When looking at security and the security of the country, you must make sure that it doesn't allow a way to remove the focus on individuals, on vulnerable people. And most of the people outside our gate here tonight, a lot of them have fled war, torn countries. So it is important that whatever protection, security we put in place for our country has to approach vulnerable people with care.
If they hear now that these deportations are going to increase, they're going to speed up, if applications are rejected, what effect, what impact do you think that'll have on their mental health?
Some of our guests tonight, one guy from Afghanistan in particular, and you can see he's had injuries on his own body from whatever he's come away from, but he's wondering, where do we go from here? So it all depends on the communication of it as well, and to make sure that supports are in place for those that are genuinely seeking asylum. But I absolutely agree that if people aren't genuine in seeking the asylum, well, then deportations are necessary.
So what about those in limbo, waiting for their application to be processed? Sinir is from Afghanistan and is very scared about the prospect of being returned home.
We are feeling here a little bit difficult because we don't have accommodation. We don't have place to sleep good because we are sleeping there in the tents. If they give us paper, documents, nationality, after that we will start work, job, we will be give tax to the government, and this is the benefit for them, and also we will be normal, we will be look at our future. Yeah.
What would happen if you were deported back to Afghanistan?
It's totally the hands of Taliban, and we are against the Taliban, and they will kill us. Whole world know about the Taliban, who's Taliban and what kind of people. They are so cruel people, you know, and wild people. It scares me a lot because we can't live there. It's really dangerous situation for us. Yeah, that's why we come here.
I'm from Palestine, and my full name is Mazen Al-Zahir.
Mazen, why did you come here?
I came here because of the war in my country and try to find a better place for you and your family without all the death and and the war we live in.
Have you applied for asylum in Ireland?
Yeah, 6 months ago.
What's it like waiting to hear whether you've got asylum or not?
It's really stressful, because you have like all these plans and you're just waiting for yes or no to figure out what you're going to do with your life.
It's Nazan from Palestine in Dublin ending that report from Joe Caulfield.